What up, world?
Hey, y'all.
It's Clean Ears.
This is Saritha.
And this is Simone.
And we're back.
Yes.
That thing.
Yeah. So how are you doing, Saritha?
Girl, I'm good. I'm trying to live. Just trying to survive.
Girl, I concur. I'm very tired today. I have been very tired, even though I have been resting a lot. Netflix and I have spent much quality time.
Yes.
And still, I feel like I still need like several days off.
I need a vacation. I've known this since January.
Girl, yeah. Like a full-fledged, I want an island. My phone is away. Yes. All my pictures going to be laid. I need one of those.
Yes, one of those. For like yes. A week.
So, guys, exciting, fun stuff going on. I don't know if you noticed.
I would hope so.
I really hope so. We just got blessed with some custom music just for our show. We have a producer who's a friend, goes by the name of Nyx. Shout out to Nyx because I know that he's listening. I can't stand that, y'all.
And I can't help it. You put the sexy voice on.
I didn't know sexy.
Yes, you did. Listen back.
That is my voice. That is how I talk about raps and the Lord. And so he blessed us with some custom music. So we're super excited, guys, to be taking our sound to a new level so we can have some distinguishing sound. So if you hear them in the street, you let us know so we can come through and just put some hands on somebody.
Exactly, because this is ours.
Yes.
But anyway, there's a couple other things that'll be different during the podcast. Mm-hmm. Let us know how you like it. Definitely tweet us. Send us a message on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you about how you're feeling, if you like the new sounds. And of course, the playlist will still be happening.
Yep.
You want to check Spotify and SoundCloud. We're still going to give you all that new music, and we'll be updating it throughout the month. Whenever we hear new stuff happening, we're just going to go ahead and update it straight away.
Yes.
Because we know that you may not hear it directly on the podcast, but if you follow the playlist, you can always stay on top of it.
Exactly. And I love that because you're getting new music faster. So we're happy to be able to bring that to you. Something really dope that just happened.
Okay.
We recently had the pleasure and privilege of going to the Wonder Years album release party.
Woo-woo!
Yes. So we got to see performances by Lauren Michelle, who we told you a little bit about on the last podcast. Sean David Grant, who just released Wonder Years. I know we did not hit y'all with a release date last time, and that was just incredibly savage, but it's out now, so please be sure to get that. And performances by The Remnant.
Yes.
So it was just a fun night, a lot of love in the room. Shout out to the Track Stars family. They are just wonderful. Miracle was an incredible host. She was just adorable. So we just, you can't not participate when she tells you to do something because you're like, oh, she sounds so sweet. I will participate in this. So.
I will throw my hands in the air and wave them like I just don't care.
For you.
For you, girl.
Yes. So we had a fantastic time. All three of us were in the building too. So it was kind of nice to, you know, lately, we've been kind of moving in sets and sections and things. So it was kind of nice to like, oh, we're all here. This is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, once more, Wonder Years is out now. Guys, you want to check it out. It is fire. Okay, so I have a question for you guys. If there's a function that is not quite a Christian function, how do you feel about people who are church leaders or even Christians? Because it doesn't even matter if you have your life is a platform, regardless of what you do.
True.
Do you feel that it's cool to go as long as you are not going like there's no film, no wax, no nothing, there's no evidence of you there? Is it cool for you to be in the function as long as there were no pictures that anybody saw to prove that you were at this function?
I feel like we've been in some suspect functions.
Yes.
But two, I think it so depends on your reason for being there, how you're protecting yourself in those functions, and if you have an out.
Okay, elaborate on that. Reason for being there.
Reason for being there. We've been at suspect functions. The reason we were there, though, was for a non-suspect reason.
Yes, there was that one time, we've already told you about this, when we went to go see Spazzy perform. This was before, I'm saying, Xavier Omar, back when he was still Spazzy Rocket.
Yeah.
And he was just at a completely non-Christian function. We went to go see him perform because we knew he'd be there. Did not realize that we were at a full-fledged club.
all the liquors, all the people, all the dancing, all the club.
Yes. Club. And so, yeah, the reason was we wanted to go see this singer who sings about Christ. And it's amazing because people just don't be noticing because Jesus, my King, is just not,
right,
you know, apparently not enough. But hey, he was there, we went, and that we definitely understood the meaning of a light in a dark place. Mm-hmm. Okay, second thing was
know how to protect yourself. You, I've said this a lot of times, like, you know your triggers. You know the stuff that's gonna mess you up.
Yep.
You know if, you know, you used to be a heavy drinker and now you up in a place where people are drinking, maybe if it's gonna be too much for you, you shouldn't go. And this is one of those moments when you need to be honest with yourself. Not like, oh, I can handle it just because you want to go. It's more like, hey,
I have to be honest with myself. Mm-hmm. Yes, because my sister and I recently went to a birthday party of a friend that we grew up with. And again, another full-fledged club situation. But we're there because, you know, he was really intentional about inviting us. Again, we grew up together and we're like, okay, we can hold each other up. So I'm there. We're in the VIP section and such. I'm just sitting. That's my job. I'm sitting. I am present at your party.
Exactly.
For 1 hour. Mm-hmm. That was the plan. Now, as people are pouring drinks and offering things, in my mind, I'm like, should I? I'm going to wait. Because if I can just outlast an hour, I might be okay. But I don't want it to be a slippery slope. And that's just for me personally. Was I ever an alcoholic? No. But I'm also, you know, in the past, I was a very fun girl. And so, you know, I had to make sure that, you know, like Belief said, that I protected my life.
Yes.
And that I didn't do anything and walk up in the club and immediately like, hey, it's your birthday. Let me buy you a shot. Because it crossed my mind. And I guess it was the Holy Spirit who was just like, just wait. And I waited for a little bit. And sure enough, by the time he opened his section up and we went up there and they had bottles and stuff, I was like, good call for the budget. Thank you, Lord. But also I was like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't. Because, you know, when you go in a place and it's all fam, you go, next you know, somebody else will be like, well, let me buy you one. And next you know, I've taken several. Next you know, people are passing things. And then I'm like, what's good? It's too much.
Exactly.
And so knowing my triggers, it was easy for me to just say, well, it wasn't easy, but I ultimately had to just say, I'm not going to do anything. Then I also made sure that I told my sister, I was with my sister, made sure I told her like, hey girl, this is kind of how I'm feeling. So I'm going to sit here. You just make sure that I don't change my mind. If you see me changing my mind, I need you to just be like, nah, she good. Yes. And the third thing was,
I wanted to share a story. You're not prepared. I told myself I was okay. This was years ago, and I definitely wasn't ready because I'm barely ready now. But it was years ago. We got invited to go hang out. It's supposed to be just a lounge situation. Lounges out here turn into clubs very easily.
So, it's the same thing, guys.
Lounge is sit down, club is stand up. That's all I know. And it went from sit down to stand up real quick. And I thought it was good and I was not good. And it wasn't like a full slippery slope, but it was definitely me feeling more like old BC Sarita than current Sarita. And that's not okay. She needed Jesus a lot, people. And so that's one of those things that if I had been honest with myself, if I had been like, hey, girl, this situation is getting, you know, a little bit more than you can handle, and now's the time to go. It's not gonna hurt anybody's feelings if you have already had dinner and you're just like, hey, I can't stay for the afters, and just go home and have been smart rather than the next day feeling guilty even though I didn't do anything wrong. But just because my mindset slipped back into the old mindset so quickly, and I really felt like I had grown more than that. And so I needed to take more time away.
Yeah.
So that's number two. And then number three, have an out. Yo, same situation. If I had been honest with myself and knew that it was time to go when all the seats was getting picked up and it was time to be in a club party situation, then it would have been smart of me to be like, yo, this is an out. For Simone, when she was saying, hey, sis, you know, if I say I'm gonna stand up, you need to make sure I'm sitting down. And if I start acting crazy, we need to go. Like,
and shut it down.
Shut it down.
And that's the thing. I think sometimes as believers, we hear people say shut it down. And we feel like that sounds drastic. Like, it's y'all doing too much. It's really not that deep. And I think that's why, you know, just like Saritha says, you got to know your triggers. Because you may have a I'm all right past, I have a shut it down past. Mm-hmm. And so there's not a lot of in between for me, because you start doing one thing that inhibits your ability to kind of make the best decisions, and then all of a sudden everything feels familiar. So you do what you did in that familiar space. And so for me, it's like, I can't even start. And it's not that I couldn't stop. It's not that I could just have one too many drinks and feel a little tipsy, but it's okay because somebody else is driving home or whatever. It's me going home and still feeling some kind of way. It's me feeling those old feelings, and it's me. It's not safe. It's not safe for me. And it's not safe because I'm going to keep taking things to the next level. Mm-hmm. It's not safe because I don't want to feel like that and not be taking things to the next level. Cause that's really frustrating, because that's why I was always taking stuff to the next level. Cause I didn't like when I went out and had a good time and then I went home alone. Mm-hmm. I don't like the frustration of struggling with sinning in a particular way. And so I'm just like, shut it down. Because after a while I'm like, life is hard enough.
Exactly.
I don't need that.
And you're just adding things to your plate. Like, God has already delivered you from all of that old stuff. And so if you're going to put yourself in that situation, you need to be prepared to get yourself up out that situation. You shouldn't need a full-on deliverance afterwards because you just couldn't control yourself. Have an out. Have a friend who is your out. Have accountability in the building. Notice how we didn't go to these places by ourselves.
Yes.
You have somebody with you to be like, yo, if I start wilding, you can drag me up out this spot and we're gonna be okay.
Yes. And so we're gonna circle back to the original question to see where we landed. Mm-hmm. If there are pictures that surface of Saritha in her teeny dress, that even though she's not showing anything, she's got, you know, 75% of the leg out.
And y'all can't handle 75.
She has a long leg, y'all. 75 is a lot. And so, you know, she's got 75% of the legs out, dresses fitting and such. Because, you know, she got them curves and things.
Really?
And, you know,
are
she got
advertising?
I'm sorry. I'm painting a picture for this purpose of getting my answer. Then, you know, and then next thing you know, you see snaps and photos and stuff like that. What's the response at that point? Or do you feel like, don't take my picture? Or do you feel like, I'm okay to have my picture taken in here as long as I'm not caught, like, ow?
I think if you have asked yourself all those questions and you've gotten yourself in that place, then you need to be okay with being know that you were there. You shouldn't do anything in the dark and try to hide it, because that's you thinking that someone's going to judge you or whatever, and you should have already thought about that before you put yourself in that situation. You gotta have questions to all those answers. If you're, like, I know as myself, I'm a former leader, I know pastors, so if they see that and they call or text me, then I need to be ready for that. I already know what's gonna happen.
Girl.
My Facebook is not private.
Hey, neither is the gram.
So, you need to just, okay, you know, count the cost.
Legit, just count the cost. I think that's the bottom line, yeah. Count the cost, and if you're content to be seen in photos, you're like, yes, I was there. Mm-hmm. I, and you know, and again, if your reasons are upstanding, like for me, I've had moments where I'd be like, oh, I hope such and such don't walk in, or what would I do if X person or this kind of person were to walk in? But if you're good and you don't, you know, you're like, I'm okay if somebody were to walk in. I know this room is filled with smoke, but I can easily be like, that's fam. It's his birthday. I've got 7 minutes left in the hour that I said I was gonna stay, mm-hmm. and then I'm going home because I have church in the morning. Then you good, in my opinion.
Exactly. We can't tell you what to do or not to do. Only absolutely. You can do that.
We always say it comes back to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. You've got to trust your own convictions, and you know yourself. You know your old habits and all of that stuff. So, you know, just be wise and make a good decision. The word says that who the Son sets free is free indeed. You've already been free from this. So when you think about it, you have absolutely no reason to go back to it. Absolutely no reason. Birthday invite, homie from back in the day, whatever the case. I always knew, like, from when I decided to go, I was okay because I knew I didn't have to. If I didn't feel up to it and felt like it was too much, I could have been like, can't make it.
Right. Nah, fam.
Not gonna be able to do it. For real. I'm telling you, lunch is the safest meal on the planet.
You had them daytime hours, yo. I just need full sunlight, whatever.
Sun ain't even passing behind no clouds during lunch. So, oh, goodness.
This episode of Clean Ears features music by Ken Owens, Logic featuring Alessia Cara and Khalid, The Remnant featuring Scar, and Mint Condition. Please visit our website at www.cleanearsshow.com or find us on Spotify at clean_ears_podcast for the full playlist from this and other episodes. We hope you enjoy what's in our headphones.
Guys, we have an exciting topic today to talk to you about. They're all exciting, let's face it. And so before we jump into it, let's just say a quick prayer and invite the Holy Spirit in. Let's go. Close your eyes. Unless you drive in, then by all means, please just live. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time. Lord, we pray that you just season this conversation, Lord, with your word and your spirit. Lord, I pray, God, that what everyone hears today, Lord, is life-changing, that it's convicting, that it's correcting, Lord, and that we can all move forward, Lord, just burning even more brightly for you, Jesus. And we ask this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Today, on this day, we are talking...
Today, not the other day, but this day.
On today.
Oh, Lord.
I never understood that. But today, we are here to talk about false idols and idolatry. And I think a lot of times it's really, really easy in this day and age for us to idolize something and not really notice that we're doing it.
Right.
So we're here to kind of give you a definition of idol so you can see where the different things in your life fall and just kind of get an understanding of what God has to say about it and also how to identify the idols in your life and how to, you know, flip it on back to where, you know, we're God first in all things.
Right. So you know how we do. Let's hit you with the definition.
Straight up out the dictionary.
Of idolatry.
Yes.
Which is the worship of idols or excessive devotion to or reverence for some person or thing.
Yes, God requires that we make him number one in our lives, so much so that it's the very first commandment, y'all. The first commandment that he ever gave us, the first of the 10, is thou shalt have no other gods before me.
And idolatry is basically you making any other thing more important in your life than God. It's a simple way to say it.
Exactly. And even though, like, when we look back at Old Testament times, you see a lot of like golden calves or Asherah poles, but and we don't really see that now, but there are definitely still idols present.
So one thing we have to realize is that as sinful people, just regular old humans, our worship gets directed in the wrong place. And that's really just one of the things. This is gonna sound so churchy, but it's just one of the things of the enemy. So what he do to you? He's trying to get you to be focused on the wrong things. But it's true. Like, we have an enemy, and he doesn't want you to be focused on God. He wants you to be focused on other things. In Isaiah 2:8, it says, their land was filled with idols. They bowed down to the work of their hands, to what their own fingers have made.
Mm.
And when we say their land, we're talking about our land, just the land.
I like what this verse says in the sense that it points to the things that we do. It's saying they bow down to the work of their hands. And I think that's a really great segue into asking yourself, like, do you put your job before God? Are you more committed to your job than developing that relationship with Christ? Then maybe that could be an idol. And sometimes we think it's a good thing, because if I wake up and I'm thinking about work and how I can be better at work, and I'm thinking about that in my downtime and my time off work, then that's me being excellent. And to some degree it can be, but if your thoughts of your job are far more frequent than your thoughts of how God says you are to perform on that job and what else God requires of you on that job, then that's an indicator that your job could be an idol or could be becoming an idol. And that's the part that's kind of tricky, because it's easy to fall into it. You know, these thoughts are good. It's not like you're like, oh, let me go bow down to this thing where it's like, oh no, I don't do that. It's very sneaky. You could be thinking like, okay, I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about everything I have to do today, and I'm thinking about what's on my list, and I've got this meeting, and I've got this, and it's like, wait, I just opened my eyes. I have not thanked the Lord. I have not prayed, and you know, and so it's really easy for us to slip into that place, even though we mean well.
Exactly. You can do it in any area. If you're at school and you're like, I'm obsessed with, you know, getting a certain GPA or, you know, going into a certain career field. And a lot of times, idol worship comes from us putting that thing before God because we haven't submitted it to God. So mm-hmm. if you submit your work to God, it's no longer an idol. You are worshiping God through your work. If you submit your education to God, it's no longer an idol. You are studying so that you can be an asset to the kingdom and not just to yourself. There's, you know, ways to get through it. You just have to remember, hey, am I worshiping God or am I worshiping this thing that God gave me?
Absolutely. And submitting it to God means not relying on your own strength to get through something. If you know, if you are worshiping God through your work, which we did talk about in episode 24, don't quit. That's one way to worship God through your work. I mean, unless you get offered something better that God bless you with, then by all means, mm-hmm. gracefully resign. But when we talk about work as an idol, we mean like, you could. It's possible that sometimes we rely on our own strength. That's something I struggled with. Just, you know, I'm going to work. I'm making these decisions. I'm calculating these things. I'm doing all of that stuff. And so I'm relying on my education. I'm relying on my knowledge and my strength. But surrendering that to God and worshiping through that means, Lord, thank you for providing for me through this job. Thank you for the opportunity that I have to serve you here. And it's not so much about the work of my hands and what I can do, but what God calls me to do while I'm doing the thing that I'm already gifted to do, that I can see what God will have me do in that same space. Just as a way to really understand the difference between the two.
Exactly. And it's, a lot of times we worship people.
Ooh.
And we put people, even well-meaning people, we put them above God. In Acts, it can happen so easily. Just like in Acts 14, 11 through 15, when people wanted to worship Paul and Barnabas after they had preached in that area, they wanted to worship the preachers rather than worshiping God. And I've found, especially lately, so many people will idolize the people of God over God himself. We will idolize someone who on Instagram, we will idolize a celebrity that is Christian, we will idolize preachers, we will idolize artists because we tie our faith to that person and not to God. And then that means your faith is on shaky ground. If that person is falls, then you fall because you've tied yourself to them rather than tying yourself to the person who can actually handle it, which is God.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that can sometimes cause people to become disenchanted with the church. And they'd be like, all of y'all are fake and all of y'all are phony because I believe this person. And now that person, he's no better than me. He's no different from me. And it's like, well, wait, he never was.
Right.
You know, man is not perfect. And it's again, I'm really grateful for this conversation because, again, it's so easy to do. You like what someone says. That sounds really profound. Mm-hmm. I really love what God shared with that person. I would like to hear more. They're always saying really wise things. Oh, my goodness, until they say that thing that you don't quite agree with. And you're like,
mm-hmm.
And now you're in a place of like, I don't know what to do. Or even sometimes, you know, our pastor will joke about this all the time, how some people don't want to come to church when certain people are preaching or not preaching. I think that's a really easy way to check and see if you're perhaps idolizing your preacher. If you're like, well, I'm not coming if he ain't going to be there.
Like the spirit of God is only attached to that person. I'm like, that's not how it works. He never wants to be just with one church. You act like God isn't all powerful and all knowing and everywhere.
Exactly.
Another way we make an idol or we have idolatry in our hearts is when we get to a place of where we worship the gifts of God over God himself.
Ooh,
it's true.
Yes, the word says in Ezekiel 16:17, you also took your beautiful jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I had given you, and made for yourself images of men.
We want blessings, we want wealth, we want relationships and opportunities without any cost to ourselves. A lot of times that means that we are often asking God for more and more and more and more and more without asking for a relationship with him.
Mm.
And for a lot of people, I've seen this, they'll be seemingly diligent lovers of God until they get that thing they wanted, until they get that promotion, and all of a sudden you never see them in church anymore. Or they get married and then they leave.
Ooh.
Which I, oh, don't even get me started.
Yeah, that is... that's a whole nother conversation topic right there, where it's like, okay, you get the thing that you prayed for. It's very interesting, though, that that's definitely a trend that we see. Some people get in relationships and they stop coming to small group, and then the relationship ends, and then it's like, hey guys, work has just been so busy. And I'm like, no,
we follow you on Instagram. We saw his pictures leave.
Come on, man. And so it's situations like that where it's like, when we idolize the gift over the God who gave it to us, then we put ourselves in a really dangerous position where we are more likely to abuse that gift when we're not continuously surrendering that to God, but instead lifting that up as a God themselves. And also, even in our prayer life, we could think, well, I've been praying all day. Sometimes, you know, and I say this because with relationships, it can be kind of tricky. Next, you know, all your prayers are for bae. Lord, I just thank you so much for blessing me with this wonderful man. And you go throughout the day, Lord, I just thank you for da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it could really become the subject of your prayers. And you feel like, well, I'm spending all this time in prayer. And God is like, remember those gifts I gave you before you that person came along? What's popping with those? And so I think that's another way to kind of check yourself, where check the subject matter of your prayers. There's nothing wrong with praying for the people that you love regularly, but if that becomes the subject of all of your prayers, then there's a sign that you may be making an idol of that person or on the cusp of it. Mm-hmm. It's not a black and white line where it's like idol or not. There's a lot of gray in there where you could be sliding to a certain side of the scale. And so you want to make sure that you just slide it on back before you end up in a position where, again, you have the potential to abuse or misuse the gift that was given because you're not giving glory to God with it.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, idolatry is a heart matter.
Yeah.
It is one of those things where we are predisposed to worship, and it's been messed up. It's been convoluted. So we worship other things. And so when we get right with God, it's supposed to help us realize how that worship is supposed to work. It is for God himself and not for other things. And when we get that in order, everything falls into line.
Exactly. In Colossians 3:5, it says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. And a lot of those things can kind of circle around some of the things that we mentioned before, whether it's a job or a relationship or a particular gift, whatever the situation may be. Sometimes if we find ourselves even in a place of impurity with it, in a place of covetousness with it, where, you know, I'm sorry, that's a super church word.
It is.
Of like envy.
There we go.
You know.
Jealousy.
Yes.
Hateration and your holleration.
Yes, girl. All in the dancery. Oh, my goodness. Then, you know, you just want to be mindful that with all of the different wonderful things that God places in our lives, we want to make sure that the glory goes to God first, because only God satisfies.
Exactly.
So, Saritha.
Yeah.
How can one tell if something has become an idol in their life?
I think, for me, the number one best thing that I've done is to get with accountability and let them ask you some uncomfortable questions. And don't shy away from it. Don't lie. Be honest with yourself and them. And if they can ask you those tough questions about what's been going on in your life and your prayer life, and, you know, when's the last time you did this? When's the last time you did that? When's the last time your prayer was about more about God and less about you? And you'd be like, What you mean? When's the last time you were in your Bible other than to just, you know, point out the scriptures you've already highlighted in red for boo, or the ones you highlighted in green for money? Like,
wait, my Bible is not color-coded this way. This is new.
I don't do that. I just know people who do.
Got these pinks and oranges that don't mean nothing.
Don't mean a thing.
Jeez.
But you need to let somebody ask you those different questions. And then, you know, within that talk and relationship, try to figure out a plan of action. Hey, what can I do to, you know, get my life right and to get myself refocused on God?
Right. I like that. That's super clutch, because it's like getting somebody who is not afraid of asking you those tough questions and also being comfortable and transparent enough to answer them. You know, we talk about a God squad all the time, and it's not just a hashtag. It's not just something that sounds cute. It's like true. Like, I know that if I were to go far left, Saritha will be like, ma'am.
Exactly.
Courtney be like, so.
Right.
So I'm, there's really not, if not my sister, and they know my sister, so shout out to Sonique, because Sonique plays none of the games.
Nope.
Don't let me miss church 2 weeks in a row. She'd be like, so you just not saved? You just not coming? You done? You moved? You going somewhere else now? Like, it's not a game. And and I think that's super important, because that's what keeps you on the straight and narrow, because you, when you have to answer to someone, and it puts us in a position of being accustomed to having to answer for the things that we do, because then you don't want to have horrible answers.
Exactly. A big thing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You just want to, if you haven't got to the point, if you don't have a God squad yet, or you just, you know, want in this moment of podcast revelation, you're just trying to figure out, how can I figure this out? You can start to evaluate what gets the first or most of your time.
Absolutely. Like, what do you think about or do when you first wake up? And where or how do you spend most of your time? What do you think about most frequently in the day as well? When you look at those different things, you can start to more than likely see patterns and identify patterns. And sometimes there's something that kind of stands out more than anything else, where you're like, I did spend a lot of time thinking about my relationship, and then I was looking online at work for cute things for us to do together, and then I knew I was going to see him later, so I was thinking about what I was going to wear, and then it doesn't seem like it's that much. It seems all innocent and good and well, and I'm not here to come for your excitement and say don't get excited about something, but if that is your day to day, if that's your regular and there's no God sprinkled in there, and there's no, let me get in the word and see what God has to say about me and my day and my life, then that's where you could be sliding into idolatry, because what you want to do is make sure that you're continuously getting before God and getting the word for yourself, getting God's plan for yourself, getting a revelation of who God is for yourself, because that does inform who you are in your relationship as well. And again, we stand a greater chance of abusing or misusing the gifts that God gives us when we don't gain a greater understanding of who He is. Because again, only God can satisfy. And if we try to put our all into our relationship, our all into a job, our all into our education, then we'll find that that is empty, because those are just things that cannot pour into us and fill us up in the way that we need.
Exactly. That is so big. Just want to say, don't let your goals become an idol either.
Yes.
So many times we even have God-given dreams, but we get so focused on that dream that we take God out of it trying to accomplish it. Mm. And then when we get it, it doesn't satisfy, because that is not how God was trying to get us there. And I mean, I would take this podcast as one. If we didn't do this in God's timing, we try to push on our own, when we try to do things on our own instead of letting God place that hand before us, it's not going to work. But every time we think of something that we want to do and really submit it to God, He makes it happen. He smooths the way.
Yes.
And we've seen God grow this the way that He wants it to happen and not the way that we want it to happen. A lot of times I've been like, oh Lord, like just so frustrated with a way that something's growing and it may not be the way I want it to happen. And He has to constantly remind me, this is my thing, but it's going. And, and we're like, okay, God,
be humble.
I'm cool. Right. Be humble. Be humble. And so I have to remember, hey, God gave us this dream and He gave it to us not so that we could just sit here and be like, oh, that would be cool if it happened, but so that when it happens, you can be like, God told us it was gonna be this cool. And it's not about us, it's about Him.
Absolutely. So guys, at the end of the day, we just want you guys to know, when we worship false idols, we legit get nothing back. Nothing.
Nope.
There's no reward.
Nope.
At all. And the investment of time that we spend binging Netflix or chilling on social media all day or seeking validation in work or relationships, there's nothing that we get back from that. And when we idolize earthly things, we're still void and we're still empty, because those things cannot satisfy. Only God can. And just like we said previously, when we talked about the word, which is absolutely true still, God's word does not return void. So when we delight in God and we delight in His word and we continuously seek Him and how we can glorify Him with the different things that He's placed in our life, then we will be satisfied, because there are so many promises attached to life with Christ, and those are all true and all real and all valid, and we all have so many testimonies for that. But when we pour ourselves so deep into work and so deep into relationships and so deep into anything else, we just don't get that back. All right, guys, in the spirit of not just talking about it, but being about it,
right,
we're just going to say a quick prayer to seal all this goodness in. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this conversation. Thank you, Lord, that we just had a chance to talk about how we can glorify you and put you first in everything that we do, Lord. Your word says that if we seek you and your kingdom first, Lord, that everything else will be added to us. So, Lord, I pray that for everyone listening, Lord, and for us as well, that you help us to just trust you, God, and trust that that is true. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all already know
what it is, though.
It's game time.
Yeah.
And we have been notified that Courtney Pledger, I gave y'all her whole name, and she has made up a game. I want everyone in this room to live. I did all I want for you. Courtney has made up a new game, and she's going to explain it to us, and we're going to try to understand, and then we're going to try to play it. So be praying.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Okay. I don't think it's a new game, but I think it's new to clean ears.
Well, that's the point.
Girl, I don't know all the games out there.
Basically.
I'll be sleeping.
We're going to do Who Am I? So since we're talking about idolatry, I'm just going to name a few things that were kind of idolized in the Bible. And you guys can guess. And whoever guessed either the idol, what's being idolized, or who idolized it gets the point. So there are five. So I'm about to start. Okay. So
do it.
You got to let me finish. Okay.
Okay. Oh my goodness. All right.
This says, my father loved me. He prayed for years for me. And once I was born, the Lord tested my father's love for him.
I know who that is, but it sounds like your dad. Shout out to Michael. But I'm going to say, I don't know who the I is. Isaac?
Yep. Yeah. It was Isaac and Abraham. So that goes to Moan.
Yeah.
The next one is, I consumed this king so much that he wanted to kill an innocent young man.
I know you know that.
You can go.
Is it David? Not David. Saul? Okay, I didn't know who the who was. So David and Saul.
It is King Saul.
Okay.
And he was consumed with power, trying to get David. Okay. The next one is, I came in many colors and kept my master warm. I was beautiful. Sadly, I was torn apart, but God used my master to reconcile nations.
Joseph? I already won!
Yes! Money, mom, for the win.
Woo-hoo. Oh my goodness. I've been deep in my word this week, and although I didn't read any of this, I feel like the Lord was like, girl, you lost last week, so I got you. So I'll receive that. That's my thank you speech.
So y'all, it is time. It is that time of the podcast when we talk about what is in our headphones.
Yes!
So let's get into it right now.
Go for it.
Okay. The song in my headphones is Know This by The Remnant, featuring Scar.
Cause when I was lonely, you took a risk on me, and all I can say is I won't be the same again. My sunlight, my muse, do you even know? My sunlight, my muse, do you even know? My sunlight.
This song, guys, because one, the memories. I came out to Atlanta in like 2000 and some. Don't want you to know exactly when.
Baby Reba.
Y'all out here trying to figure out the times and whatnot. But anywho, I was trying to get right with God at a certain period within that time, and I went to a show out here, and they performed, and they were amazing. And it was one of those moments when I realized that God's music can be just as lit as anything that the world brings out. And so, This song was one of the songs that they performed, and it really stuck in my head, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I knew nothing about iTunes at the time. I was like, what? Huh? We still on CDs. Like, it was a lot. There was a lot of transition occurring.
You can find it on LimeWire, girl.
Girl, no.
What y'all know about that? Y'all, man, y'all need some history lessons.
Some history lessons in this piece. But I couldn't find it anywhere, and so they performed at Sean David Grant's party.
Yes.
And then I got to remember all of this goodness that occurred to me at a younger age, and so I wanted to feature this song, and if they ever hear this, let them know that they definitely influenced what would later become Clean Ears.
I like it.
So yeah, definitely check it out. Check them out, guys, because they are amazing. Definitely Clean Ears. Definitely good listens the whole way through.
What is in my headphones? I sound really hype, but I should probably kind of dial it back. This isn't really a Clean Ears artist at all, I'm not going to take out that really. It's not a Clean Ears song, but it's a song with a very powerful message, and so I really wanted to share it this week. What is in my headphones is a song that was released by Logic featuring Alessia Cara and Khalid? Not Khalid. And the song is called 1-800-273-8255. That is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline.
I've been on a low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I just wanna die today. I just wanna die.
Sometimes we can slip so far away that we can go into a place that is just very, very dark and even question whether or not we belong on this earth. And I feel like it's much needed to have a song that basically walks through not wanting to be here, but then the song takes a turn and becomes more hopeful, and it's like, I do want to live. And that song just really, really resonated with me. The title of the song and the graphic for the song is nothing but the phone number 1-800-273-8255, which is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. And I wanted to put that out there because I think a lot of times we struggle with different thoughts and we don't know where to turn for certain things. And when you're having thoughts that are so dark, it's so important to talk to somebody who understands how to manage that and how to help you in the middle of that situation. So I wanted to put this information out there and share this song with you because that's a message that, to me, just supersedes genre, where it doesn't even matter. Like, God is about life. And so, hopefully it speaks to you and uplifts you in some way. And if nothing else, I hope that it gives you some much needed information that you can either keep for yourself or pass on to somebody in need. So that's what's in my headphones this week. Check it out. Until next time, no, just like, we're not gonna do you like we know you guys live for our drawn out goodbye, right?
Oh yeah, you need all these minutes of us waiting to the last second to say goodbye. But for real,
yes.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for being part of this conversation and being part of the Clean Ears crew. We wanted to give some special thanks, starting with of course CP coming through on the regular, making sure that we continue to stay on the straight and narrow when it comes to this outline and making sure that we get this out to you correctly.
Yes. Keeping us on track and on time so that we don't ramble forever.
So true, so true.
Yes, and also special thanks to Abiding. Guys, he is out here murdering all things pertaining to the collective right now. We are super still in a pinch me, oh my gosh, state of amazement at the things that he's been able to do and to pull out of the different writers that lend their gifts to us. So just special shout out to Abiding. Thank you for just operating in excellence. And guys, slide on over to the blog and see what's going on.
Right.
So guys, you definitely want to slide over to the website, www.cleanearshow.com, to check out the collective, read the latest, and see what's going on there. And while you are at it, you know what you could do? You can slide on over to our YouTube page as well. You can do it from the site or go directly. We are Clean Ears Podcast on YouTube. If you just want to slide over there on your phone, subscribe, like, share, comment, please. So that we can kind of know how things are going, how things sound, if you like what you see and things like that, so that we can continue to give you guys what you want and what you need.
For sure.
So until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.